You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With the digital world growing by the minute, there are many digital tools available that can be used to support our health and well-being. From supporting a better night's sleep to helping find social or fitness groups in our area. But it is not always easy to find out which tools are accessible for blind and partially sighted people. Well, Health and Social Care Alliance Scotland, or the Alliance, has recently run their Discover Digital Workshop at Ford Valley Sensory Centre, bringing it to the local community. I went over to find out how it all went, and we began by hearing a little bit more about the project itself from Gozzi at the Alliance.
Discover Digital was the route through which the Alliance decided that we should raise awareness, and we're here to do that with people with sight loss in mind. So on the basis of that, we thought, well, look, we'll do a wee session on the resources that we promote through the Discover Digital programme, which is for anybody from kind of Joe Blogs to staff and volunteers. So we wanted to use those resources, which is a variety of stuff that we'll see over the next wee while, but importantly to look at and explore the accessibility aspects for the people in the room today. So it will be a bit interactive. I see some of you have brought your own devices as well, which is great. So for the purpose of today, I think it would be nice just to know who's in the room. This is important for us to know your circumstance, what you would like to perhaps get from today, and what you currently use in terms of accessibility. Why have those kind of discussions? Because it is learning for us, even though I was with RNIB for 13 years. The time's moved on in digital. Time was, you know, what the digital landscape 5 years ago was. This morning at breakfast, it wasn't what it is now, or what it's going to be at tea time. So that's my get out clause.
Now, the session was attended by a small but very cheerful group, with some resources garnering more enthusiastic reactions than others.
And the chair-based
exercise.
We could both do that.
With the divorce laws, right. Now got counselling for couples and individuals.
I swear Alice doesn't listen to you.
Listen, you should have had this years ago. I don't know what you've been waiting for.
What have you found here?
Well, this is all on this, Alice.
It's great.
Actually, to be honest, there's a lot of good stuff. There's
Alice,
like a reading group. University of the Third Age. There's a chair-based exercise for people with mobility problems. There's also the divorce lawyers. The counselling for couples. There's some good stuff on here, actually.
Have you heard of any of those before, especially the kind of well-being ones?
I've not heard of the chair-based. Not recently, and I've not heard of the. I've heard of the University of the Third Age, but not the reading group. So yeah, that's pretty good.
The workshop at Ford Valley Sensory Centre focused on a few resources, from apps like Sleepio and Daylight to web resources like Meet Adam or Alice. And throughout it all, accessibility was at the forefront of discussion, even if not always working as you would like it to.
Is anyone else getting on?
I've not tried it yet.
It's not as simple as 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 it
It's doable, but I suppose for the purposes of today, it's about exploring a range of different ways that people can use their accessibility functions to get to where they want to be quickly. So the voiceover encountered.
And as we started to wrap up, I spoke with a few people in the group, Joanne, Kyle, and Morag.
Like, what were you expecting from the session before you started when you came in first?
I wasn't actually too sure what to expect today. I wasn't under anything. I just thought it was going to be apps about health, but it's a lot more than that, actually.
You said you haven't actually used any apps like that when it comes to health. You use technology different ways, so do you think you'll try some things now?
I've never tried anything, but hopefully I will in the future, yes. I'd look into it. Definitely.
It was very good because it informed about a lot of stuff that I didn't know existed, and it'll be quite helpful in the future for certainly if people come in and do want to find stuff online, services in the area and stuff like that, and other apps. That'll be helpful for me just to tell them, go and get this one, and it works. As the apps and technology online grows, it needs to grow and be accessible for everyone. Because we are moving into an environment where technology is moving so quick that keeping up with that is not going to be so easy, especially for people with disabilities. So we need to kind of be on that point of everything has to be accessible.
So how did you find the session?
It was interesting, really good.
What do you think you're going to take away from today? Is there anything, any resource you particularly were quite interested in trying when you get home?
I'm going to try the Silver Cloud. I'm also going to try the Sleepio and the Daily App when I get home.
Now with the workshop finished, we just grabbed some final thoughts from the organisers. Well, the workshop has now ended. The room is nice and quiet. It got quite rowdy, but in a good way, I feel like. How do you guys think it went, Maisie?
I think it went really well. It was, I guess, the first time that we've done something like this, so delivering a Discover Digital session to people with vision loss. So really quite a big learning curve for us. Lots of things that we'll be definitely taken forward, so I think it went really well, to be honest. We had a lot of people downloading the apps, you know, able to access them with their speech over applications as well, which is really good. A lot of good feedback as well on things like Alice, which is a local information system for Scotland connecting you to services in your area. People said there was a lot of really good useful stuff on there, some stuff to take forward as well, to feedback to the team on, like some postcodes didn't bring up a lot of results, but then if they popped in the place name it would, and a lot of lessons learned about how accessible the apps are as well. So overall happy, good stuff to take forward and learn from.
I think, Gozzy, you would love to have another of these sessions. You did say you would like to see them all again.
Definitely. Like Maisie said, there was a good amount of learning for us, and it was really, I found it really impactful that people brought their own devices and we were able to just do some actual practical live hands-on exercises with our apps and their accessibility functions. So today was just a kind of taster. It's really useful over the next sort of 6 months to come back in 6 months and say, well, you know, how have you managed to use any of these new sort of skills or routes into looking after your health from a digital perspective, and how have you felt that's been an improvement, or if it hasn't, why not? So it is in the sort of a beginning of a point of learning for us all, and yes, we would like to come back and also to work with people with hearing impairment at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre as well.
Lovely. Gozi Joe Adigwe and Maisie Peebles there from the Digital Hub team at the Alliance. Now, if you would like to find out more about Discover Digital Project and access the resources available, visit alliance-scotland.org.uk. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.